This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
I went and I saw the Remington 870 reclamation project. It's going to be beautiful. Check them out at Boyd'sGunstocks.com. It has been a moment or two since the last time she was here, and tonight she is here solo, but it is still the weaponized woman, and it is still, of course, Tatiana Whitlock. Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Bill. It's going good. I figured I'd give you a chance to interview me.
Yes. Well, you know, we'll see if I'm any good at it when it comes to that part of it as you are. I haven't looked, but I mean, when I met Tatiana, I met her, physically met her, because she had been on the show before, but I physically met her in Atlanta. And you were wearing that bag hip thing, right, that I thought was really stunning to look at. Did they ever get around to making those for guys?
They're not. What Bill's referring to is the Ukulala bag.
There you go. Thank you.
They're awesome. And it had just so happened I kind of dressed like a pirate that day anyway. I had leather boots on. I had a puffy white blouse on. And I had this fantastic side satchel. It kind of looks like a drop leg. It is essentially a drop leg holster, but it doesn't look like a drop leg holster. It's a bag that kind of hugs your thigh and you can string up around your waist and then, you know, just like a drop leg, tie it off around your thigh. And surprisingly comfortable. And I'm not paid by them or endorsed by them in any way, so I can speak totally honestly and freely about the product. I really love it. It's fantastic.
You were sitting there and people were asking you about it, and I could see you. Clearly, you were surprised by how well it was working for you, weren't you?
I really was, and I was kind of loving rocking the pirate look, to be totally honest. It's kind of funny. But no, I mean, I incorporate those bags into my off-body carry courses because they are a really fantastic option for folks. I love to wear mine hunting because it's a fantastic EDC hunting pack. It keeps your hands free, takes the bulk off your waistline. And for a lot of ladies up here, I know we've got, you know, ATV and snowmobile season is happening, and then we've got the hunters out there. So, you know, not just to rock the pirate look, but the utility of it is fantastic.
The pirate look.
You gotta wear a puffy white blouse, though, if you're a guy or a gal, you know, to really cap that.
Well, you weren't wearing a headscarf or do-rag or whatever the pirates called it. Whatever reason they wore it on their head, you weren't wearing one of those either, and you didn't have an eye patch. So, and when I walked up, you didn't go, arr. So that, you know.
That's true.
Now, Steve did, because I was walking, Fisher, what's up? Arr. So,
that's normal.
with women, when they come to you, when they're coming to you for instruction, do they get out there and ask you, Tatiana, how many different ways can we carry a gun?
No, normally the first question is, how am I going to pull this off at all? And, you know, there's an accepted level of discomfort that comes with carrying concealed, but most of the time it's a logistical nightmare. It's just this overwhelming, how am I going to pull this off? How am I going to be able to sit down comfortably? How am I going to pick up my kids? How am I going to live with this object on me? And then we break it down by body type. We pick the gun that's right for the person. We then match that firearm to the appropriate placement on the body based on their body type.
Right.
We then look at holsters. We don't go holsters next. We take body position and carry position next. From there, we evolve into holster selection based on their body type and carry method. And then we support the gear from there. We talk about waist height of pants. We talk about the right types of belts. So it's an evolutionary process to make sure that based on their gun choice, and it's normally kind of surprising, they end up going with a bigger gun than they think they can get away with, and they end up loving a bigger gun and carrying successfully and comfortably and discreetly a much bigger firearm. But it's not what you'd expect. It really isn't. It kind of goes a different route to get to that answer.
When you say, now, most, I've been a range safety officer at a concealed carry class, and the side of the firing line that was on my side was all women. And there were a remarkable amount of them that showed up with guns that were a little bit bigger than my fake gun cigarette lighter when I smoked. And they all had them because, well, do you know how easy it's going to be to conceal this? I was like, yeah, I know how easy it's going to be to conceal it. You know you got to shoot this now 50 times, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. So then they get out there and they shoot it. Is that, I mean, do you run into that? Do they show up to you? You're talking about they go to a bigger gun once they figure out certain things. Is it because they figure out they can carry it, or do you show them how much easier it is to fire something that's a little bigger?
It's both. And, you know, it's predominantly women that are sold at a retail level a lie, which is, you know, a bigger gun, you know, scarier. You know, the perception of this is going to be that it's more overwhelming because it's a larger machine, where in reality, we know that the smaller the object, the more you physically absorb that energy of the explosion that creates the round going down range. There's
right.
not enough mass in the machine. You have to compensate for that with the strength of your grip, the strength of your posture and your stance. And they're very unforgiving in your perfection of your sight and your control of the gun through the trigger press. So it actually takes a lot more physicality to run successfully a smaller frame gun than it does a larger gun.
Right.
So, you know, I always bring multiple options, and I'm very honest with people. I love working and going to work at indoor ranges that have rental counters, because there are women who find out very quickly that they don't love their gun for all of the right reasons, not the wrong reason, not color or, you know, make and model is really not the issue so much as, you know what, this one doesn't really work for me. And we go through the understanding of why. And, you know, well, when I wrap my hand around this tiny little gun, there are really big voids, really big pockets of space that my hand creates when it folds around that gun. And as a result of that, it magnifies the felt recoil impulse. So we want a gun that's going to be slightly larger, that's going to fill the palms to make sure that you're making maximum contact with the frame and grip, so that you have a lesser snarky, snappy feeling
right.
when that gun goes through. So it's an interesting process.
I can only imagine. I've seen it go both ways, too. I've seen with women, they'll either sell them a 380 semi-automatic or one of those fine five-shot revolvers that are they're both good guns, except they bust their hands up when they're trying to shoot it 50 times because they don't know how to shoot, and it's just not the right gun. And I've also seen some guy that goes in there that, you know, he'll go to the gun counter and say, listen, I'm looking for stopping power. I'm headed to my concealed carry permit class. Well, you want a 10-millimeter, pally boy, plus a flashlight here. And then they sell it to him, and they come up there, and they just pay. They just pay all day long. So,
Desert Eagle.
Yeah.
That's so big.
I haven't ever seen that. I would love to see somebody try to conceal a Desert Eagle that isn't Dolph Lundgren, though. I know he made a movie one time where he actually... He said, well, I think I ought to try to conceal it. And he did. He did in the movie. It was Showdown in Little Tokyo, in case you wanted to check that one out. Tatiana Whitlock, when she is not traveling, when she's not traveling, she's training. She's training somebody every day. If she's not training somebody else, she's training herself. And she is constantly out there pushing for the fairer sex. Because the fairer sex doesn't just have to be, that doesn't mean you have to be the helpless sex. It just means you're the fairer sex. And she does that on a daily basis. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
They pulled the Remington 870 apart and they stuck the new Boyd's gun stock on it, which now it looks like a dilapidated gun with a beautiful stock on it. But it's all going to rise. The same thing. The stock is going to be very pivotal in what makes that thing go. So check them out, boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking with Tatiana Whitlock about the weaponized woman, although I've just sent her a picture of me topless.
And in a diaper.
Yeah. No, I'm not wearing a diaper in that one.
No.
I've got my little shorts on. Thank you so much.
You must be, what, 2 years old?
Yeah.
1 year old, 2 years yep. old? That's yep. a cute, cute picture.
I used to be blonde when I had hair, so.
Well, I used to have long hair, so, you know, all things okay.
All things change, don't they, as we age?
This is true.
Now, I just realized, though, that you can, next time I see the both of you, you can look at Steve and go, you know, Bill sent me a topless picture of him the other day. And then Steve will start trying to unscrew my head. So, anyway. I have a question for you. Now, you have been affiliated with a few organizations in the past. And do you see what you do? Do you see the political ramifications of what you do?
On many levels, yes. You know, if you have a question about how I vote, I feed my family by teaching people about firearms, firearm safety education, self-defense.
Right.
So it's pretty clear what side of the aisle I stand on that issue. And, you know, that I would support individuals who support that cause. And that's, I mean, how much more deep do I need to get into it than that? But it is an interesting line of work to be in. It's definitely an opportunity to change people's minds about their perceptions of what it means to be someone who supports the Second Amendment. Regardless of your political affiliation, firearms and the right to firearm is an American right. So I don't care what side of the aisle you affiliate yourself with. If the reality is if a firearm is something you want in your world, you need to know how to use it and operate it safely to be a responsibly armed American. And that's a universal truth. As an American citizen. So in many ways, it can be a polarizing space to be in, but by standing firmly in the educational side of the house, I'm able to actually bring more people into the range because I am not overtly political and I focus solely on the education. And it as a result of that, changed a lot of people's attitudes and influenced the way that they exercise their voting.
Now you say not overtly political. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been in a situation where, you know, I know, especially with the tactical instructor set or the instructor set or the self-defense instructors and all these other people, that it really comes down to the physical manipulation craft that you guys are trying to impart, because you got to try to do two things in those classes. You got to try to get them to understand the why, and then you got to make them feel how to do the what, the how.
Yes.
Which is a very intensive process. So you really don't have enough time to get out there and go, I wonder how this person votes. Are they a liberal? Are they a leftist? Are they a Democrat? Are they a Republican? You don't have the time for that. So mm-hmm. It probably never comes up in the class. However, it does, you know, out there. To like we've been going through this thing with Kavanaugh here lately, and that's about guns. That's mm-hmm. completely about guns, Tatiana, because this guy is going to look at Heller because they you know, Feinstein was out there. Feinstein is the anti Tatiana. She's been out there wanting him to say that you know, AR-15s are not protected by the Second Amendment, which according to Heller they are, and he's just been going by that. And this is one of the reasons they've been so adamant about pushing all of this stuff and coming out with all this 11th hour stuff. Is because they don't want you or your students to have a gun.
That's right. No, they don't. And according to her, women aren't capable of running a firearm safely anyway. We're just a danger to ourselves. We do. And we know that that's obviously not the case. But, you know, you're talking about somebody that has a limited understanding with a serious agenda. So what is being, quote unquote, taught by that individual is baseless. You know, it's unfortunate that there's a forum for poor information that's not based on fact or function to be know, perpetuated at such a great extent. Sure. So that's as cleanly as I can say that. It is. It's very scary. It's very scary to see our rights being eroded away. I had the great pleasure and honor of speaking at the San Diego County Gun Owners Association this past year. And I do not know of another group in the country fighting as hard for their Second Amendment rights as the folks in California. And they are doing the best job they can. And in many ways, they're gaining ground, but they are overwhelmed by a majority of people who vote against them. So, you know, we have to support the folks in California as best we can. And I go out there and teach multiple times a year. I'll be back there twice this coming year because we have to support each other across state lines in this country if we think we're going to stand a chance. A Second Amendment supporting Americans. I mean, not just isolated to your state. Maine is extremely pro-gun.
Right.
We have, you know, constitutional carry in this state. And yet you see Maine politicians going to help and support the folks out in California. Because we do. We have to work together. We have to support each other. We can't write California off. We can't write New York off. You know, there are Americans there that have guns that are legal and good human beings and they follow the laws and they do what they're supposed to do. And we have to make sure we stand with them.
Well, I agree with everything you just said. I'm just one of the things that I really don't like. Right. Like I go to this one place to buy sneakers. I like tennis shoes. Right. And they have an Instagram account and they have politicized their stuff, and what they sell is streetwear and tennis shoes, right? I like Adidas. Mm-hmm. So they're politicizing their business, and I get real tired of everything being politicized. And yeah. And for the instructors like you, you know, I kind of wonder how that's going, because sooner or later that will unfortunately encroach. It will unfortunately encroach in your process, and hopefully, you know, you'll be able to weather that storm. But I mean, if you're like me, I swim in politics daily, and if I get out there and I want to go take a class from a Tatiana Whitlock or go buy a pair of tennis shoes, the last thing I want is for somebody to get out there and turn it into a political indoctrination class. One side or the
exactly.
other, I'm there for a whole set of stuff. So anyway, I just wanted to ask you about that, mm-hmm. just to see where you felt about that. Tatiana Whitlock, she has a website, TatianaWhitlock.com. And there you can find out everything she's doing, because she is never, ever... She's only stationary long enough to do the show on a regular basis. Otherwise, she's perpetually in motion. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News.
Friday, Senator Susan Collins delivered a defense of Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh, and moments later, Democrat Joe Manchin from West Virginia also voiced his support. Senator Collins from the Senate floor earlier today.
I have been alarmed and disturbed, however, by some who have suggested that unless Judge Kavanaugh's nomination is rejected, the Senate is somehow condoning sexual assault. Nothing could be further from the truth.
In September, 132,000 jobs were created. This is lower than what most analysts were expecting.
On the flip side, the unemployment rate did fall to 3.7%. This is the lowest unemployment rate that we've had since 1969. Wages were also up slightly in September as well. This is USA Radio News.
Even if you believe you're eating a healthy diet, you may not be getting all the nutrients your body needs. Cardiologist Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum gives us the scoop.
Omega-3s are beneficial for overall health. They're considered to be essential nutrients. The body really needs them to function. They help support healthy blood flow to the arteries, cardiovascular health. They're good for cognitive brain health, for joint health, for eyes, and for the skin. The thing is, the body doesn't make them. And people are just not getting enough of this in their diet. Supplementation might be the best way to go. Talk to your doctor. Now we can really figure out if you have enough omega-3s, and that's through a blood test called an omega-3 index. Or you can go to the website knowyouromega3s.com, where there's actually a quiz you can take that can help you determine if you might have a deficit of omega-3s and might need a supplement, or if in fact you're getting enough in your diet.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to Tatiana Whitlock, the weaponized woman. And to be sure... Now you don't compete, right? You're not a competitive shooter.
No. I grew up in martial arts and did the competition circuit there. And when I got into the shooting sports, it was more of a home defense, personal defense aspect. And I went kind of hard in the paint with that line. I missed the boat or just never really felt engaged to do the competitive stuff. But you never know, you know, never say never.
Well, but I mean, from... See, one of the things I like about tactical instructors is I've been doing this show for 6 years now, and the people that were tactical instructors then are still very viable tactical instructors. They don't seem to have the shelf life of, say, your common athlete. So obviously, you guys know how to take enough care of yourself. Whereas with a competitive shooter, that just seems like, you know, there's going to be a brief moment of, wow, she's great. And then somebody else is going to come along. And then you're going to be, where do the old competitive shooters go?
Oh, they're there. They're not going anywhere. But they, you know, the difference, I think, is within the competition sphere, you have your time on stage to do what you're doing in front of an audience. You show up, you participate, that's what that's all about. And you're really there for yourself unless you're, you know, among the top 2% that's there to actually win money. You know, those
right.
people are, they're the professionals. Everybody else goes to experience it and, you know, enjoy it and, you know, compete, but compete not at a, I'm going to walk away with a check for $25,000 today level. Those guys are, you know, like the Yakeley family, they're in another realm of amazing. Those are the top tier athletes. Those guys are going to go on to hopefully share that knowledge and do amazing things with it. You know, if I were to get into the competition stuff, it would really be to get some solid time with the buzzer, which is that wonderful, glorious, evil buzzer thing that we all know and love. The thing that lets the racehorse out of the gate kind of a deal. And it's a shooting problem. You know, I look at the competitive sports, IDPA, USPSA, and instead of looking at it as, you know, this technical beast, I look at it as it's a shooting problem. It's a problem to solve. And that's true. I mean, let's not get into the weeds with, you know, the rules and the dogmatic stuff that goes with playing that specific game. But solving a shooting problem is what we're doing when we walk into our house and find someone's there that shouldn't be there.
Right.
It's all a shooting problem. So there's a significant amount of value that exists within that realm under the stress and pressure of being watched and judged by your peers and having that buzzer there. So there's a ton of value there, but they're very, very different worlds. I mean, in one instance, I'm there to impart as much knowledge and give that student or that participant in that program as much as I possibly can. I have to invest back in that individual. Where in competition, I've got to display and I've got to perform against a timer and a score. They really are very different worlds.
Yeah, but all right. Like when you have students that come to your class, right? When they mm-hmm. come to your class, do you have some students that you say, "Okay, fight," and they're sort of nonchalant about getting into the movements they need to go into and getting into the postures they need to be into and moving around the way they need to move to. And
Sometimes.
Now, would a competitive shooter come in already going explosive on that moment when they're sort of released to get out there and get active?
I don't use a time. I don't use a buzzer in my classes and for a very specific person. So, you know, the unnerving part of what I do is I build in different stimuli into my program because you're not going to unless. Who knows? Never say never, right? A buzzer is out going off at the specific moment in time where you have to use the firearm to save your life. Who knows? I can't say. It's not possible. But you're going to be surrounded by different stimuli. It's going to be the sound of screaming voices. It's going to be someone pulling on your shoulder to get your attention. It's going to be the sound of gunfire. It's going to be just an unnerving of silence. And when you open your eyes or when you turn your attention in a different direction, you're presented with a problem. And the problem requires the gun to save your life. You know, that's the type of framework that I set the stage for in my programs because it's not going to be a buzzer. There isn't going to be somebody there that says it's go time. There's nobody that's going to be there that says, okay, fight. It's going to be, what do you see? What do you know to be true? What do you have to do to stay alive? And the only person that's going to give you that call to action, that impetus to move to get to the gun is you. No one else is going to be there to give you permission to save your life but you. So part of what I try to instill in my participants in my program is you have permission. So if you're faced with something, you've got to identify it, decide what you need to do, and get work done so that you go home.
Now, that's it. I never had thought of that because at every class I go to, it's always, the command is always fight, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're always anticipating that command. But I've never been to a class where they give some sort of a visual stimulus. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. That idea.
Come take my basic handgun for self-defense or the intermediate handgun for self-defense course. The goal of those two programs is to bridge the gap between your critical decision-making skills and your technical skills with the firearm, either standing or downed or seated or you name it. The goal is that you start learning how to respond, not just how to do, but to how to identify what's happening around you and make critical decisions about if the gun is appropriate and if the gun is appropriate, giving yourself permission to put it to work.
Right. If I came and took your class, do I have to get on the ground?
the intermediate handgun for self-defense class, we do yoga with guns. I do have yoga mats out there because for the delicate folks who don't want to get their knees scratched up on the turf, we put yoga mats down. But, yes, we do non-standard firing positions. We do a version of yoga with guns to get you learning how to anchor your body properly to the ground if you fall and how to work with your body. And with for many people, it's how to work around injuries that you have when you're on the ground. So there's not a lot of get up, get down stuff. Once we position ourselves on the ground, we're doing a solid amount of work there before we transition into the next position. And for many people with hip, knee injuries, learning how to fight when you're down there is going to be absolutely critical because you're not going to be able to get up fast.
I don't know. Me and Higdon, we could fight. We're not going down because of our knees and hips. But I will say this. If you tried to get me into a yoga position, you need to bring a few things, like a bunch of syringes of
a camera.
Adrenaline. You're going to need to get me some adrenaline to get me up. If you put me in certain positions, you're going to probably want a trauma kit and possibly a mop.
Look, I've got the trauma kit. We'll order a mop. But you know what's funny? I've discovered that they're the way that positions are described in yoga are phenomenal to getting people to position their body and anchor the weight and emphasis in different muscle groups and skeletal groups is phenomenal. So I've taken a lot of what I've learned in yoga as far as describing postures and describing body positions and translated that into what we're doing a lot of when we're doing our non-standard firing. And I've found that that has greatly improved my shooting, and it has made my participants in my programs that much stronger because they're able to replicate the words into action, and they're really rock solid. Cute.
All right. Well, we're getting some other stuff I'm going to ask you in the next segment. But for right now, talking to Tatiana Whitlock, the weaponized woman. Namaste. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family?
Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Coming to you live from the AR500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I have just been informed that in order to go take a class with my favorite female instructor, I have to become a yoga master. Although you did give me a... You did give me an idea, though, because part of, like, when I was at Jaeger's class, the issue I had, which I fully expected, Jaeger thought it was hilarious that I waited till June to come take his class in Camden, Tennessee, which is, you know, it's like a dry version of Thailand.
Oh, boy. Awesome.
And they don't have a Starbucks anywhere. So, of course, I was upset about that. And, I fully expected to be a heat injury, and there was about six or seven out of the class that I was in. But instead, the only time I ever had any difficulty was when I was in the supine position, when I was sucking dust, and then that triggered a asthma attack. So I would be down there shooting and hitting my inhaler at the same time. Shooting twice, if you will. Squirt, squirt, bang, bang. So, but I'm wondering if... Yeah, I'm wondering now. For me, yoga, because of joints and everything else, yoga is an issue. I'm wondering if Tai Chi might be of any sort of help.
Oh, absolutely! It's going to do similar things. It builds long, lean muscles, but more importantly, those muscles are core stability muscles. So I know a number of folks who I'll let them speak for themselves in the precision rifle world who have embraced yoga specifically for the core stability strength that it gives. And it's interesting. I mean, there are football players taking ballet, for crying out loud. I mean, it's all about building the proper muscle groups and coordination skills, regardless of what discipline it is that gets you there.
That I agree with.
I'm waiting for you to talk about joining a ballet class, but I don't think that'll happen.
If I could do it, I actually, once a year, Tatiana, once a year, when I'm the fill-in host here locally, I have the local international ballet center director on the show that I guest host on, and then she gives me tickets to the front row of the Nutcracker every Christmas. And she she also has some of the, I mean, she, you know, we're in Greenville, South Carolina, which you would not think is the ballet center, but she always gets her primary dancers, male and female. She always gets like world-class ballet dancers to come in. And I'm fascinated by the craft of it because of what they do and the way they do it. The jumps and the leaps and everything where they just stop. You don't want to dime. And I do comparisons to, I mean, Bruce Lee, one of the things Bruce Lee wanted, always lamented he never got to do was he never got to teach a dancer. Because he thought he could have taken a dancer and really turned them into something, you know, sort of special. But
oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, the martial arts are just another example of that art. You know, he had there's a multitude of Bruce Lee quotes, but, you know, if you can read anything by Bruce Lee, you'll find a lot of synergy with the shooting sport.
You know,
it's very, very similar.
Well, I mean, Bruce Lee's art was the Jeet Kune Do, which their approach in a hand-to-hand attack is a lot like the approach would be if you're trying to bring a gun out. Because with a gun, you're not running around and getting into any sort of ornate posture or anything. You're drawing the gun, drawing a bead, and, you know, getting your sight picture and letting it go. Very economic in the motion.
Yeah.
And all of the, you know, physical, everything's physically being expelled by you. So I think he would find, you know, plus in Enter the Dragon, he did say, you know, why not pull out a 45 and bang, settle it. Anybody that thinks I loved Bruce Lee. That's one guy that if I could meet him today, and I know he's been dead for 40 years, but I mean, he's one of the people that I would be like, so.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway. So back. what is your carry gun right now?
Right now, I'm working with an Agency Arms modified Glock 43, and it's got equipped with the TLR-6 on it by Streamlight. And I have to say, I've been really surprised how much I've been enjoying that gun. Because normally, I'll carry a Commander Lake 1911 or a Glock 19. But I have so many people, so many participants and students in my programs who are carrying either Smith & Wesson, the new Shield EZ, a version of the Shield, either the original is 2.0, and I'm seeing a ton of Glock 43s out there. So I will put a solid amount of time in making sure I'm proficient with what I'm seeing most frequently coming to classes so that I can speak intelligently on its use and application. And I have been very pleased with how I've been enjoying that 43. Now, it is also very tricked out because Agency is a sponsor. And
right.
So they did a phenomenal job of evolving that gun into something pretty extraordinary. But
how do they mount a light to it? Does it come with the underrail?
No. The TLR-6 attaches to the front of the trigger guard, kind of wraps and hugs around it, and makes it a pretty seamless. It's a non-railed gun, of course, so you have that. It's two halves that come together and sandwich the front of the trigger guard and hug around the face of the barrel frame there. And it's fantastic. And, you know, it's interesting about having that gun. Because the subcompact gun will actually fold away from the body. It doesn't sit as flat and as tight to the form as people think. It's actually harder to conceal because it rolls on the belt away
right.
from you and prints more. So having that TLR-6 on it acts almost as the same as the claw does for a larger frame gun. It takes up that mass and forces the pistol to stay biased flat against your body and mitigates a lot of that roll forward. So you have that additional mass there. So it actually helps in its concealability.
So what do you think? I mean, with the 43, see, I you know, I'm an Agency Arms gun guy. I like Agency Arms guns. And with, you know, I'm having a hard time imagining what they can do to that gun simply because what they do to the bigger guns is revolutionary, but the small guns are just so small. There's just so little for them to work with.
Well, they did the work to the slide, which I loved because especially on a small gun, you don't have a lot to grab onto. So having those serrations and those cuts on all surfaces is phenomenal. It really makes a huge difference, especially for one-handed manipulation. I love it. They do have an Agency trigger in there, which once you've made friends with an Agency trigger, it's very hard to go back to.
Yeah.
You know? And once you really embrace working that trigger, it really does change. It's night and day for folks when they've been working with that versus the stock trigger. Huge, huge improvement. It's a trigger that is, I'm not going to say easy to adapt to, but it is a very, it's a very easy trigger to teach, let me put it that way.
Sure.
It's very easy to absorb and make yours very quickly.
It's worth the price of admission to get the gun just for that trigger. And they do sell the triggers separately, but, I mean, having a gun with that's been fully tricked out by them is an event worth living through. So lots of people carry the 43. I in that size gun, I've always been sort of a M&P Shield 2.0 aficionado, if you will. But I haven't tried the 43. I probably need to. So very soon I will give that a look. What have you got coming up next? We got about a minute.
Sure. The 2019 program is going to go live and by Monday. The 2019 programs will be up and posted. There are classes from coast to coast and border to border, so I will be all over the U.S. this year, and I'm very excited to be in a few new states and returning multiple times to places like California and Florida and Texas. I'll be there quite a bit. There's a lot of amazing new stuff in the works with A Girl and a Gun, as per usual, and then we're holding down the fort up here in Maine at Howell's Gun Shop and launching that entire curriculum for 2019 by the end of the month as well. So there's, now, again, no stopping things. It's always moving forward.
Real quick, you sent me a schedule. Does that mean you're going to be back next week?
I am going to be back next week. We're going to have another discussion about medical products and what we are calling the No Excuses Med Kit.
There you go. Tatiana Whitlock, you can find her at TatianaWhitlock.com. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Bill.
Yes, ma'am. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.